Good afternoon and thank you for joining me here on Talk Radio. I am Martin Roberts, talking all things property for the next hour. Still to come on the show, our celebrity guest. This week we have the pleasure to talk to a very special comedian and TV presenter. But for now...
The A to Z of property with Martin Roberts. ABC. This week...
Easy, one, two, three. Oh yes. And this week, it's the letter Q. Now, Q, Q, Q. Struggled a bit with this one, thinking, what can we talk about Q, Q, Q in a house? Q. And then my mind went thinking sideways. Oh, yes, laterally. I thought, Q. What's Q? Q, Bond. James Bond. Q. Remember Q? Q for quartermaster. I know we're not going to talk about quartermaster's quarters in a house or whatever, but the quartermaster was basically in charge of gadgets. He supplied James Bond with all his gadgets. Okay, so why not? Well, after chatting about our super technological shower last week, I was so curious to find out what other gadgets we could have in our homes. So Q in this instance is for gadgets. Yeah, random, but you know what I mean. Joining me now to shed some more light on this matter is none other than the gadget detective himself from gadgetdetective.com. Hello, Fevzy.
Hello to you.
Well, the world of gadgets as they relate to houses, is it an exciting time?
It is. It's all changing. I was sitting thinking about this and I thought, well, there's so many different gadgets. How can we classify them? And I thought, well, okay, three categories. Internet of Things, which is all the dumb things that were in our house before that are now smart and internet connected, okay, or home automation. Also, home entertainment's been revolutionised and that continues to happen. And once you've got all those gadgets, you don't want them nicked, so home security as well.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds perfect. So three topics. Let's start with the first one, then home automation. I'm hearing some amazing things that you can do when you're away from your home but actually happen in your home in remotely, basically.
Yeah, well, I know you've been talking about remote thermostats and so forth recently, but there's a lot more that you can do than that. There's a range of products, for example, from a company called Elgato, that's E-L-G-A-T-O, and they produce devices that are compatible with something called Apple HomeKit. So this is for users of Apple iPhones and iPads, and HomeKit is their sort of framework where Apple are going to, just as they've taken over music and podcasting and everything, they're going to take over your home as
really?
Well. I think so, yeah. They're pretty much going to set up the standard that everyone else will end up, I think, complying with. So there's a range of these products that are known as Eve, as in Adamant, and they do different things. So there's Eve Room, which is, it monitors the air quality in the room, the temperature and the humidity. Now, not only does it let you know what that is when you're in the room, but you can actually determine it from connecting via the internet from your iPhone or iPad. So there's that one. That's for indoor. Then for outdoor...
Yeah, but what do I do if I discover it's really rubbish? What am I doing? Get it to open a window or turn a fan on or spray some air freshener?
Well, you know,
it's really smelly in your bedroom.
I think How would you possibly know that?
we're gonna automatically squirt some deodorizer into your sock drawer. It's brilliant.
You could do. I think the first point is knowing what's going on, and if there is an issue with air quality in your home, you should know about it. Also, temperature and so forth. And that sort of thing is important to gauge because, you know, for example, you may have an elderly relative who's sitting in a room on their own and you're at work and you're a bit worried about them. You can monitor.
Oh, brilliant.
You can monitor their environment for them. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there's lots of other gadgets for older people.
Yeah,
come on to that another time.
I like that idea of turning up the heat on somebody you don't like.
Well, you know, if you get it hacked, that could happen. Someone who doesn't like could turn up the heat on you. So yeah, that can happen. Be aware. So that first one's called Room. The second one's called Weather, which is an outdoor thing. So temperature, humidity, and air pressure outdoors. So again, it's a whole weather center, but on your iPhone. Oh, then you've got an interesting
device. That one,
yeah.
It?
Then you've got one. So this is like when you're being lied to by your teenager about how many people they've got in the house. This one senses when the doors and windows are opened, when they're opened, and for how long. So it can not only be used as a security measure, but also, you know, if someone's left a door open or a door or window opens when it shouldn't do, then you can be alerted to that fact. Mm. And finally, from that range is something called Eve Thermo. Now this is not just an internet connected thermostat like Hive 2 or something like that. This one attaches, you can attach one of these to each radiator in your home and control the heat in each room remotely again. So, and when I say remotely, of course, you could be on the other side of the world, or you could just be in the other room. You know, the whole point is that you can do it from anywhere where you've got an internet connection.
Can't you just get up out of your seat and turn the switch on the thing down a bit?
In the future, Martin, we will have no legs.
Ah, that'll be it. You remember the film Wall-E, and they're all sort of like sitting in these beds. They've lost the ability to move. They look like amoeba. And no, I can't be bothered to go out with the door, darling. I'm going to get my computer to do it.
I know.
Well, amazing. But
the thing is,
can it stop, though? I mean, I was dreaming about this when we talked last week about the idea of running a bath. Is that possible at the moment yet? Have they got the? Because often it's not the actual technology of the interface. It's more the practical piece of kit that has to be designed by some Heath Robinson loving person who just turns the tap on and monitors the level of the water
and puts a plug in.
Well, exactly.
Yes, you see that.
And places the rubber duck in the right position.
Yeah, I mean, I think some automation is potentially more useful than others, but there's a lot to this, and you know, you can get devices that switch other devices on and off. You can get ones that draw your curtains for you. I mean, there's all sorts of gadgetry.
And of course, the one which caught my eye, which I thought was quite cool, is the fridge that monitors what you've got in there, and as soon as you run out of hummus,
yeah,
it's on the phone to Tesco's home delivery, and before you know it, there's four pots of hummus turn up. You think,
yeah,
wow,
no, it's quite clever because it's got cameras inside.
What?
It's got cameras inside. Well, the one I'm thinking of got cameras inside pointing at the different shelves, and it's got a giant tablet, as in like a giant iPad or what have you, on the front, and it shows you what's inside without you opening the door.
I like the idea of a camera reversed towards the person who's opening the door, and then you can find out who's nicking your yoghurt.
Yes, or you can just post it automatically to Instagram and shame them for nicking your food.
He's eaten my chocolate dessert, you swine! So let's move on to home entertainment then, because we've had tellies going from black and white to colour, and then in the last few years we seem to have gone from HD to Super HD to 4K. And then somebody was telling me about that 4K is now outdated. There's something else.
Well, there is 8K, but I mean,
oh, right, okay.
The problem with
never enough, is it? That's
I wouldn't
point.
Get yeah, I wouldn't get carried away. I mean, with 4K, 4K gives you in essence four times as many dots as an HD television, a full HD television. So imagine putting, you know, four HD televisions 2x2, it will give you that many dots.
Wow.
And obviously that tends to give you more realism. And we are, unlike 3D, which was a bit of a damp squib.
Is that tired of death now? Is everyone
I think
up
so.
On that?
So 3D was more about the manufacturers trying to find something to sell you because they needed to sell you another TV.
But the
technology wasn't really there. There were incompatible standards, and there wasn't. It wasn't a good experience, you know, sitting there with glasses, and sometimes you had to sit in the centre, and if you went off centre, it didn't work, and one pair of glasses wasn't compatible with another pair. It just really wasn't that great, and some people were feeling nauseous as well. So that will come. 3D will come, but when the technology is there, and then the content will follow. But with 4K, this sort of ultra-high definition, as it's also called, TV, that is a reality, because although we aren't getting much in the way of 4K broadcasts, you can get 4K over services such as Netflix.
Oh, really?
So yeah, and that will only increase. So I think that's worthwhile. If I was buying a new television for my living room, you know, not a bedroom set or something, but the living room one, I would make sure now it had 4K capability.
Tell you what, it won't work on my steam powered internet in the West Country, I tell you.
Well, you do need
56K dial up modem I've got.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's really annoyed me, right, I'm getting older and looking worse, and the quality of the televisions are getting better. So that I'm on telly there, you know, and as I get older and more wrinkled, the bloody televisions are so much better at showing me blooming wrinkles.
Well, this is one of the reasons why presenters are getting younger and younger.
Oh, is it? Thanks a lot, buddy.
And even when we went to HD, they had to rework a lot of sets, because the sets that were okay for standard definition were showing their flaws with HD, and now even more so with 4K. So sets are having to be, you know, done to a higher standard. Everyone's having to up their game. You know, sets are redone, we get facelifts. You know, it's a standard thing.
Well, that's brilliant. So listen, that's how much. Just one quick question on that one. we're sort of skipping forward through this really quickly, so that's absolutely brilliant. We haven't got a shed load of time, but I always like the idea of holographic stuff. Is there any chance we're going to see the kind of Star Warsy holographic television type things, where the picture is kind of like in front of us there, and we can put our fingers through it?
Yeah, I think so, because you're already seeing Microsoft. I mean, what you're getting is you're getting virtual reality with the goggles, but to me, more interesting is what's called augmented reality.
Ooh.
And we see that with the Pokemon Go game recently as
well. What's happened with that?
So this is where you overlay something computer generated into a vision of the real world. So it's an additional layer. So Microsoft have been doing this with their devices, where you can actually play games in your room, but it's sort of the building blocks or the bricks or the bad guys that appear in your living room, and you have to kill them there. So
I think phenomenal.
And you're moving around that space because it's a real space, and therefore it's not strictly holography, but it's the same sort of effect. You're in a three-dimensional space interacting with creatures and whatnot.
Wow, phenomenal.
Especially whatnot.
Yeah, well, exactly. Whatnots are really difficult to kill. Let's finish off by home security very briefly.
Home security. So we're getting big advances with home security as well. So the best home security cameras now are what are called IP cameras. So they sit on an internet connection. So again, you can not only record them onto a server that's remote. So see, one of the things that happens when there's a home invasion and they see cameras, they often find the recorder box and smash it or steal it. Because for obvious reasons. But what you can do with these IP surveillance cameras, internet protocol surveillance cameras, they can record off to a server that's, you know, in the United States or wherever. So there's nothing they can do. Once they've been caught. Motion detection, power over Ethernet, so they can work wirelessly, or if you do run a wire for it for more stable connection, it can also supply the power over that. And some of them have a very, very high resolution. So if you get one, say, with a 2 megapixel resolution, and that's good enough to sort of pick out number plates and people's faces.
Wow.
And increasingly they work well in the darkness as well.
So just to finish, your favorite gadget, or your holy grail gadget, what's it going to be? What has not been invented yet that you want to see, Fevzy?
What's not been invented yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Or something that just has, that's really tickled.
Well, I tell you what's really good. The Amazon Echo, which isn't available here in the UK yet. It's a cylinder, and it's got a speaker built into it, but you speak to it, and you can speak to it from across the room. So you can get it to play whatever music you want, or you can get it to add items to your shopping list. It effectively becomes a personal assistant, a little bit like Siri.
Siri, okay.
But it's in your home. You don't have to have your phone with you. You walk around the house. Now, this is the beginning of all of us having a personal assistant, and of course it's the end of our personal privacy.
Well, I mean, you brought up so many questions on that. I mean, I didn't even touch on the whole Big Brother idea and personal security, but it's just, look, let's stick with the fun stuff, okay? This is amazing. Look, how can we find out more? It's brilliant. You've got a website. There's lots of information on that.
Yeah, I mean, you could, best way to find out more is you can follow me on Twitter @GadgetDetective. You can ask for tech advice there.
Oh, right.
There's also a website, www.gadgetdetective.com, which has got free tech advice available there.
Fantastic. Well, listen, it's lovely. Thanks for informing us, and it's a mind-bogglingly interesting world out there.
Cheers.
That's Fevzy, who's editor of the free tech advice website, gadgetdetective.com.